This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. He said that Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years old skills in the country. He said this while addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Swavalambi Ground at Wardha in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister said under the scheme, over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries have been provided with the modern machinery and toolkits to increase the productivity of their occupation. Highlighting the benefits of the scheme, which provides a loan of 3 lakh rupees, the Prime Minister said in the last 1 year, loans worth 1400 crore rupees were disbursed to the beneficiaries. The Prime Minister launched two schemes of the Government of Maharashtra, Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Centre and Punya Shlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women Startup Scheme. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation of PM Mitra Textile Park to be set up in Amravati district in 1,000 hectares. The Prime Minister also gave away cheques to 18 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma Scheme. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today asserted that the Narendra Modi government has brought politics of performance, accountability and last-mile delivery in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi about the achievements of his ministry, Mr. Nadda said that the government has taken a big decision to expand Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by including all aged 70 and above people, irrespective of their socio-economic status. He said it is aimed at benefiting 6 crore senior citizens in about 4.5 crore households with 5 lakh rupees free health insurance. The minister highlighted several welfare measures taken by the government in the last 100 days. The centre has sought a report from Andhra Pradesh government over the allegation of adulteration in Tirupati Laddu. Replying to queries during a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said he has spoken to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu on the issue and has sought a report in this regard. He said that the government will examine the matter and take suitable action. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi said the issue of the presence of alleged animal fat in Tirupati Temple's laddus, which was raised by the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, is a serious matter. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event, Mr. Joshi said there should be a detailed inquiry in the matter and the guilty should be punished. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan said that anyone involved in adulteration of food will not be spared. The Centre of Analysis and Learning in Livestock and Food, a laboratory of National Dairy Development Board, has confirmed the presence of animal fat in the ghee used in the making of laddus. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to uproot Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said that the centre has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to the Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said that if Naxals don't listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. President Draupadi Murmu graced and addressed the centenary celebrations of the ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, NISA, today at Namkum in Ranchi. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that ICAR NISA has made an unparalleled contribution in achieving lakh production in the country. India's domestic benchmark indices soared to a new lifetime highs today amid strong global cues. Sensex touched new high of 84,694 before settling at 84,544 with a 1.6% or 1,359 points growth. In cricket, India were 81 for 3 in their second innings at the end of day 2 of Chennai Test against Bangladesh at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.